the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. What is love? What does Jesus mean when he says, love one another? Well, before we can answer that, I think there's another question we must ask. Who are you willing to die for? That may seem like an odd question to follow with. Maybe it seems severe or extreme, but think about it for a moment. Put aside for a moment your secret list of individuals that you think the world would be better without, and think about those people that you are pretty sure you would risk your life to save. I'm willing to bet that most of you have at least a few people that you hold so dear that you would risk anything to protect them. Your children, perhaps. Maybe your spouse. The people in your life that you depend on. The people you are closest to. If you've been in the military or worked in law enforcement or served as a firefighter or a first responder, perhaps your job has called you to risk your life for someone. Maybe a buddy or a partner. Maybe even a complete stranger. It takes special people to do that kind of work because, let's face it, for most of us, the list of people that we would be willing to die for is usually pretty short. The will to stay alive runs deep in our veins as a species. Throughout the natural world, there is this drive, this deep desire to stay alive, to survive. And it takes a lot to override that. There might be only a handful of people in your life that you can imagine doing that for. And I think that is normal. But think for a minute about those people. Think about who you would willingly accept death for in order to save. Think about who you would take a bullet for. Why do I ask? Because those are the people that you really love. Those are the people that you love with the love approaching the love of Christ. Now you might be thinking, hold on a second, I love lots of people. That doesn't mean I'm ready to die for them. This is just an extreme example. There are lots of types of love. And well, you're right. Maybe there are lots of types of love. So perhaps we should be clear what we mean when we use that word love, especially when we use it in church. Perhaps we need to be clear what Jesus means when he uses that word love. I get a little nervous whenever I see or hear the word love used in churchy circles, especially when I see it used as a slogan or as a buzzword or as a way to market Christianity or the church. I get nervous because love is such an overused word in our society, and we have been trained by television and by music to think of love as some sort of greeting card, fuzzy feeling that we all want and that is the key to all of the world's problems. All you need is love. Love. Love will keep us together. Love, soft as an easy chair. Love, fresh as the morning air. Whatever that is. I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company. Okay, that's cute. But is that what love really is? Is that what Jesus is talking about when he says, love one another just as I have loved you? Go buy someone a Coke? What is love? What does Jesus mean when he says love? Whenever I hear it, I'm reminded of that scene in The Princess Bride where the character Inigo Montoya says, "You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means." I don't think that the word love means what we think it means when we use it to describe sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, and everything that's wonderful. When Jesus talks about love, when he commands his disciples to love one another, is he talking about some warm and fuzzy or peaceful, easy feeling? Is love a many-splendored thing? Is it nature's way of giving a reason to be living, as the song goes? Or is love, is the love of Christ the exact opposite? A supernatural force that calls us to sacrifice everything, even our own lives. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. That is our offertory sentence that we hear here every week. It's also a line from one of Paul's letters to the Ephesians. But what does it mean to walk in love? It would be easy to just redefine love to be something easy, like a feel-good emotion or like self-esteem, like just holding hands and singing kumbaya, like the only thing standing between us and world peace is one great big hippie love fest. But is that the love that God has shown us? What if it's not that easy? And when we discover that love comes at a price, that it isn't easy, we might be tempted to draw the circle smaller, to limit the number of people that we feel obligated to love because it's costly. So let's just love our families. Let's just love our like-minded Facebook friends, or let's just love the people that are lovable, those people that eat like us or that look like us. But is that how people will know that we are followers of the man that died on the cross? What is love? What is love to Jesus? What is the love of our God? I think Paul's line says it all. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. Love, the love of Christ, that love is giving. That love means offering yourself. That love means sacrifice. And what does that love look like? Well, ultimately, we Christians, we believe it looks like this. The cross. This symbol of cruelty and death and shame becomes for us the reminder of where true love, real love, leads. It leads to sacrifice. This is the extreme symbol of sacrificial love, a love that wills the good of another to the point of personal loss. A love that has no self-interest, a love that doesn't seek personal glory or comfort. A love that is so deep and so complicated that you can't slap it on a greeting card or on a bumper sticker. This kind of love, the love of Jesus, the love of the cross, this is the world's worst marketing campaign. Because who wants love that promises pain? Who wants love that promises sacrifice? It doesn't make any sense why anyone would choose this kind of love. It doesn't make sense until that moment when you look into the eyes of someone that you would be willing to die for. And then you get it. When your will for the good of someone else is stronger than your will to live, then you get it. And it just might be in those moments when you are willing to lose everything for someone else that you are finally seeing the world through God's eyes, even if just for a moment. And those moments might just be the only moments when we truly understand love the way that God understands love. A little later in John's Gospel, Jesus says again, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Well, no offense meant to Whitney Houston, God rest her soul, but I'm sorry, the greatest love of all, it isn't inside of me, it isn't easy to achieve, and it isn't learning to love yourself. Maybe those words make great lyrics to a song, but they don't make great theology, because that is not the love that was revealed to us by God. Don't get me wrong, I think loving yourself is important. But the greatest love of all is love that calls you beyond yourself. According to Jesus, the greatest love of all is the love that calls us to the cross. It is love that involves sacrifice. So what is love? This is love.